Hello there. My name is Kareen Rayson, and I support Super Yacht Crew master their mental health through my online counseling, elevate their leadership skills through my 3-month advanced leadership course, and access a powerful network of like-minded individuals through my online membership called TCC Tribe. In this interview, I just want to warn you that baby Jack, my son, is quite vocal, so I do apologize for the background noise, but this is a very important interview because another crew member is speaking up about crew welfare. We talk about collusion and bullying and our reporting procedures. Enjoy this interview. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Kareen Rayson from The Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Today, I have Shay with us. Shay is a chief stewardess on board and has been working in the industry for a while now, haven't you, Shay?
Yeah, for close to 9 years now, so 8 years.
8 years?
Yes.
Amazing. I'm sure you have a wealth of experience and knowledge to share with us today. More specifically, we're going to talk about collusion. So when there are parties on board that, let's say, unite forces on a particular common goal. So a common goal could be to get you off the vessel and for you to no longer work there anymore. A common goal could be to make your life a misery and bully you. So there's collusion in a negative aspect. So I know you've experienced sexism on board. I think it's important to define what that is. How did that look like for you? Because I'm sure there are crew out there that are going through something very similar and they could be self-doubting going, is this normal or isn't it? So to be able to articulate on that, I think it's very important. And then what is it like to be a head of department and not feel supported by your captain? So over to you, Shay. Like, firstly, if you can give us some context about the situation on board and what that was like.
Yeah, of course. First of all, I also just want to thank you for the privilege to be on here again. I always enjoy speaking with you and all the conversations that you always open up. It's necessary. So to give a little bit of context, it was actually the situation unfolded after a captain and a chief stew left, and I was obviously like stepping into the role. But the captain that we got was a temporary captain, and I mean, you know, you get some incredible temporary captains, and you get some captains that allow the chief officer a bit more, you know, leeway to learn his way and all that kind of stuff. Unfortunately, the chief officer that was on board was not one of the greatest leaders that I've worked with before. And he definitely did not see eye to eye with having women be in strong roles. So we already didn't see eye to eye on that. And then obviously me having to step into the chief two role, it was very difficult. And him and the captain the whole time would, you know, just talk me down and like be like, you're not going to be chief stew, you're not going to be chief stew. And I'm like, I'm already doing the job, I'm doing like all the guest trips, I'm liaising with the owner's wife, because at this point I've been working on board for 2 years already, so I had a very close relationship with her. And then obviously it, you know, it just became a bit nasty because like comments were made and stuff like that. And I know that I speak for a lot of people in this industry, especially us women, and it happens to guys as well. But you get to a point where in the industry where you're like, just not going to take it anymore. Like, I mean, when you come into the industry, you say yes and amen to everything. But at a certain point, like, you know, if we don't start speaking up for ourselves and like showing people that it's okay to do so, then it's never going to change. And so I stood up to him and my next like point of contact was obviously our DBA. And I couldn't contact him because I knew the DBA personally. He's been on board a couple of times and I knew that he was very good friends with the chief officer. So I had nowhere to turn. Luckily at this stage, I had my partner on board with me. So I had someone that I could actually like speak to. He didn't see it, like he saw it just as intensely as I did, but he didn't experience it as intensely because he was obviously, you know, in a different department. So he wasn't attacked as I was. But it was very intense, and like I take my hat off to anyone that deals with that and doesn't stand up for themselves. But I decided that enough was enough, and that was actually that the thing that drove me to the point of wanting to leave yachting entirely.
So Shay, that must have been incredibly difficult for you, and what bravery to be able to stand up against that sort of behavior. What were some of the comments that you were getting specifically?
So first of all, like, you know, they wouldn't even wait for me to like be 5 feet away, and they would like start talking so terribly about me, like things that I wouldn't repeat. But it was just like very terrible. And like, you know, if you work with people in this industry, and I want to sort of say that it kind of like gets shoved under the rug of like salty old sea dogs, like people that have been in the industry for a very long time, that it's okay to make like sexist comments like that, or like, you know, just comments towards women and not speaking respectfully towards women or seeing women capable of, you know, dealing with a head of department position. Like I would literally just walk away and I could hear them talking badly about me. And I had no sort of stand on. I can remember a situation where I was literally caught in a corridor, and I had...
Sorry.
That's okay. You sound happier there. I can distinctly remember a situation where I was caught in a corridor where the captain's cabin was on my right-hand side and the chief officer's cabin on my left-hand side, and they were literally going back and forth with the conversation with each other about me while I was standing there, and I couldn't even, like, I would literally voice myself and they would just talk over me, and it was, like, something that I never want anyone in this industry to experience, and I know people have, but it was insane. I just walked away. I just couldn't anymore.
Did anyone support you on board when they saw this behavior happening, like your fellow teammates?
Yes, they knew about it, but nobody could stand up against it, because we all knew that obviously the DPA, you know, was very close with the people on board, so we couldn't exactly go that route to fight it. And funnily enough, literally, I mean, obviously, like, we get through our management companies and stuff, we get notices of like sexual harassment and like certain things that happen on board other boats filtering to the crewmates, and we have crew meetings about it where it gets stated, like, if someone speaks to you in this way, this is, you know, considered sexual harassment or like, you know, an assault or something like that, and you should actually be able to, like, you know, go against that and like appeal it if it happens to you. But like, I couldn't do that, and I literally, like, not even a month before that, had a meeting about that happening on another boat.
Wow. So in your given situation, you've been given this information from the yacht management company in terms of how to handle these situations. Was the yacht management company aware of the collusion between the chief officer and the captain and the DPA?
No, because the DPA was our first point of contact with the management company as regards to, like, the, you know, the hierarchy of like who to contact in a dispute. And I couldn't speak to anyone.
Okay. So then obviously your partner's in the industry with you, so you've got him to offload, to reach out for support.
Yeah. I mean,
very hard for crew, because in those situations, it's very isolating if you don't have anyone to talk to or ask for help. And
100%.
Both of us work in mental health, so we are very much aware of how that can impact your mental health. The probable effects could be anxiety and depression as a result of those behaviors. So what happened for you personally?
I think I got to a point where I just shut down. I decided, and I got to a point, like, I love this industry, and I love, you know, being of service in this industry and, you know, what I do and stuff. And I actually got to a point where I was like, I started hating it. And I actually at that point was working with a life coach myself, a health and gut coach as well. And like, it was amazing for me to also just have her to speak to. And she was also in yachting before, so she knew, you know, what was going on and like what it can be like. So having that person to speak to as well was incredible. And she actually, like, helped me through some of it, and she inspired me as well. And that's when I decided, I actually wanted to leave yachting and just become a life coach myself. So we had a passion project at the time, which is our school bus. So we left yachting permanently last year to, you know, take on this project. And the kind of like understanding was that we'll always come back to yachting. Obviously, my fiance is going to come back to yachting because he's in the deck department. So like for him, he can get rotation, whatever. I was done with yachting, and then I became a certified life coach myself. And it became more and more clear to me that this industry needs it more than, you know, obviously everyone in the general public as well. But like, I wanted to make it mainly focused on yachting because I knew how alone I felt, and I still had support. Like, I still had people to speak to. Now I can just imagine how someone that has no one to speak to in a department where like they are not supported or anything, like how that must feel. And I mean, you do the same work as well, like being someone with experience in the industry, knowing the stresses and stuff that is involved, and then being able to assist those people, like, I think that's so necessary. And so I reached out to the Triton magazine as well, and I wrote an article for them around mental health, and it was incredible to see how more and more, like, I spoke to people about the article, and like people that I didn't think would open up about mental health, because it's like, it's a blue topic, actually started talking about like suicides that they know that have happened in the industry because of mental health. And like it was incredible to see like people from like all walks of the industry just start talking about it and like opening up and saying like, oh Shay, you should write about this next or this next. Like, it was incredible to see what can happen if people actually just start the conversation.
It's so true. And it's just being that person to initiate that conversation and to make people feel comfortable talking about it. Because I think what individuals are mostly afraid of is being judged. And that is so, so scary to put yourself out there and then think, oh my gosh, what are they going to think about me? Excuse you, Jack. I know you've got something to say, but... I'm trying to be professional here and do a Yachting International radio interview. Yes.
I'm going to be very well informed by the time you can see.
Yes. Yes. It's really important to talk about mental health, and this is why I am grateful for you for coming back to the show. As you've mentioned, this is your second time. But it's about having these conversations. And I want to use the Crew Coach platform for crew to feel comfortable to share these stories. And you guys have been. And it's incredibly courageous of you to share your story, because it really puts your neck on the line in a way to be specific with these situations and say, hey, it was like a chief officer and a captain, and it was really difficult for me to work through that, but you know what, I did, and I've become stronger for it. And although these issues and situations are horrible to be in at the time, you learn a lot from it and you grow from it. So don't, you know, have to struggle through it alone. It's important to do what you did, speak to a life coach or a professional who gets the industry. I know that is very important for my clients, to speak to someone that's actually worked in the industry, because it's such a unique industry that for some professionals they're like, say what? I don't understand. Why can't you just report it? Why isn't this person being removed from the vessel? So Shay, 100%. For yourself, in terms of the professionalism of our industry, how would you like to see these particular individuals being dealt with? So if there is bullying or sexism or harassment on board, what would you like to see?
I think what I would like to see in that regard, I mean, obviously we've spoken about it before, but like having a you know, having someone that is not related, that hasn't, like a neutral person that's like still informed in yachting, knowing what's going on, but having that person that you can speak with. And I mean, I don't know if it should be like a complaint system or something like that, but like, I would just like to see, like, it's so difficult though, because people are always going to have their own opinions and stuff around it. But I mean, first and foremost, I, you know, in that situation would like to I would like to have the courage and like know that I'm going to be supported if I do go to that person themselves and say like, listen here, like the comments that you're making, I'm not appreciative of this. And like, you know, like firstly try that, but like that needs to also become like more and more of a thing on board yachts. Like a common practice, like maybe, you know, just like we do mandatory drills every month, maybe there should be like a mental health check-in with the crew. Like, are you being like, when you have like port state security and stuff come on board to like randomly check the ship and stuff, like sometimes you have people from Lloyd's or ABS come on board and they ask questions for the crew, like are you being paid, all that kind of stuff. Like having someone that actually does that for the yachting industry coming on board and saying like, I am here for you, like speaking with each crew member and saying like, are you being treated fairly, are you being harassed, do you have someone that you can speak with, having that become mandatory in the industry, or like just in like instilling that more and more, just like we do the rules and the regulations and the laws around yachting for safety, because it is still safety. Like I have heard countless, just in the last week, countless stories of people that committed suicide on yachts. And I mean, that's a whole other topic, but I would like to think that some of that might have been avoided if someone had someone else to talk to.
Absolutely. And that comes with a culture change, I would say. It's interesting you say that, because it reminded me back of working in the prison, and we would have a priest that would come in to do those checks, to, you know, welfare checks, how you're being treated, are you okay? And it's necessary in any institution, because obviously we don't have an HR company that's associated per the vessel. But let's cross fingers and hope moving forward that that's something that the industry is going to do.
Yeah, that would be incredible. That's what we're all working towards together.
Yes, 100%, 100%. Shay, thank you so much for your time and sharing your story and being very patient with Jack.
You had
lots of interesting things to say, and I'm like, Jack, no, not now. I want to hear what Shay is saying.
He's also an important part of the conversation. And thank you as well, Karine. I think that through you opening up these conversations, it's inspiring a lot more people to come forward. I mean, when I started yachting, there was no such thing as mental health in the industry or anything like that. I mean, I wasn't, I wasn't showing your platform yet. But now that I know that there is more and more, it's just becoming more and more common for it. And, you know, if that has a knock-on effect at all, like it always has in the industry and in the world, then I foresee some great things for us.
Thanks so much, Shay, and I wish you all the best with your endeavors. Your work is also very crucial because you are on the ground with the group, the crew, you know, so I'm
part of the ground troops.
Yes, so you're able to initiate these conversations and really understand from the crew's perspective, you know, what is going on for them, what's happening and what's not happening, and what can you offer to provide that necessary support. So well done to you.
Thank you, Karine. I appreciate that.